I'm now reading from the Benton Bulletin, and this is from the Millstream Surgery. Feeling poorly? Be careful before you ask AI or artificial intelligence. A recent study by the University of Oxford gave volunteers a list of symptoms and got them to use them to try and work out what the diagnosis was and what they should do. See the pharmacist, ring the GP, go to A&E, etc. The volunteers were randomised, either to use an AI tool or to use traditional methods, asking the family, the internet, the pharmacist, the GP, and so forth. The take-home message? The AI tool was no better than other methods and sometimes caused confusion. The study found that when people used traditional methods, they got the diagnosis right 90% of the time, whereas those using AI only got the diagnosis right about 30% of the time. In terms of what action to take, traditional methods got the action right almost 60% of the time, whereas those using AI tools got this right about 40% of the time. The problem is that with AI, rubbish in equals rubbish out. The volunteers were not sure what information the AI tools needed, and so the answer was often a mixture of good advice and poor advice, all muddled up, leaving the volunteers confused about what action to take. So what does this mean for healthcare? AI has great potential for use in medicine. For example, to read mammograms, where the task is to look for small but significant changes time after time after time. Here, AI will outperform humans, and what is more, AI never gets tired or needs a cup of tea. In other areas of test interpretation, they may also have a role, and they may sit behind GP systems, spotting things we might not notice and prompting us. Some GP surgeries already use it to take notes in the consultation, saving GP time. And it is likely that increasingly it will have a role in healthcare. The key will be making sure it is used when it will help, not when it will hinder us. So next time you have a bunch of symptoms, be careful before you use AI to make a diagnosis or offer advice. Traditional methods may be better. And just before I finish, I thought I might ask AI why it finds this hard. Here is what it said. Using AI to diagnose illness from a list of symptoms is risky because symptoms are often vague, overlapping, and missing crucial context like medical history, timing, and physical findings. AI cannot perform exams, order tests, or reliably judge how likely a condition is. Yet it may present answers with undue confidence, leading to false reassurance or unnecessary alarm. Biases in training data and lack of accountability further limit reliability. As a result, AI is best used for education or triage support, not as a substitute for professional medical diagnosis.